Oracle banning AI-generated code from OpenJDK might be the most entertaining story of the week, if it weren't also a genuinely important one. The policy itself is straightforward. Contributors to OpenJDK, the open-source Java development kit that underpins an enormous fraction of enterprise software, cannot submit code written or substantially assisted by AI tools. The stated reason is copyright indemnification. Oracle can't guarantee the licensing provenance of AI-generated code.
But the irony that the HN community latched onto immediately is that Larry Ellison, Oracle's founder and executive chairman, said publicly this year that Oracle isn't writing its own code anymore, that AI is doing it. So you have the company's most prominent executive describing a world where human programmers are being displaced by AI, while simultaneously telling the open source community that AI-generated code isn't welcome in Oracle's most important open source contribution. Those two positions are in active contradiction, and Oracle hasn't offered a coherent explanation for how they reconcile.
The copyright question is real, though. The legal status of AI-generated code remains unsettled in most jurisdictions. When a developer uses GitHub Copilot or Claude to write a function, and that function appears in an open-source project, and it later turns out the model reproduced something from its training data that was licensed under GPL, who is liable? OpenJDK, as critical infrastructure, can't afford that ambiguity. Oracle's lawyers are making a defensible call, even if the PR optics are terrible.
What's more interesting to me is the downstream effect on contributor culture. If you're a Java developer in 2026, and roughly half your daily coding workflow involves AI assistance, which is a reasonable estimate, Oracle's policy means OpenJDK contribution becomes a context-switching burden. You'd have to maintain a completely separate AI-free coding practice just for OpenJDK patches. That's going to reduce contributor pool depth. The project may get more legally clean, but less actively maintained.
That tension between legal cleanliness and community vitality is exactly what's playing out with NixPKigs in a much more catastrophic way. The NixPKigs core team has disbanded entirely. For context, NixPKigs is the package repository for NixOS and the Nix Package Manager, and it's one of the largest package repositories in the Linux ecosystem, over 100,000 packages maintained by a distributed volunteer community. The core team was the governance layer that made project-wide decisions and resolved disputes.
The announcement on the NixOS discourse forum is striking in its directness. The team didn't merge into a different structure or hand off to a successor group. They simply disbanded, with an acknowledgement that the governance model had become unworkable under the pressures the project was facing. The HN comments filled in significant context. There have been ongoing disputes about moderation policy, about the pace of technical decisions, and about interpersonal conflicts that had been simmering for over a year.
From a systems perspective, this is a governance failure in a critical piece of infrastructure that most people have never heard of, but that many have a stake in. Nix is the basis for a reproducible build philosophy that's increasingly important for security-sensitive software supply chains. When the governance structure collapses, it doesn't just affect NixOS desktop users, it affects every organization using Nix for hermetic builds, every company relying on NixPKGs as a software dependency graph.
The parallel to OpenJDK is instructive here. Both stories are about what happens when an open source project reaches a scale where informal community governance can no longer handle the complexity. Oracle's response is to impose corporate control and legal caution. NixPKG's response was apparently internal exhaustion and collapse. Neither outcome is great for the users who depend on these projects.
The NixPKG situation also surfaces something worth naming explicitly. Open source maintainer burnout is not a new problem, but it's intensifying. The volume of issues, the expectations from corporate users who treat volunteer maintained software as a production dependency, and the social conflict that scales with contributor count, all of these pressures have increased without a corresponding increase in sustainable funding or governance infrastructure. The disbanding of the NixPKG's core team is a symptom of a structural problem the industry hasn't solved.